أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا إلى آخر الآية. We were discussing this ayah where Allah Ta'ala had taken a pledge, a promise from the Bani Israel that they would worship none other but Allah Ta'ala, and we explained a little bit detail about that. وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا, and to treat one's parents in a very good way. That also a little bit was discussed. وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, and the family people, family relations, وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, and the yatim, the orphan, and the miskeen, the destitute, the poor person. Further, Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, or kaho sab logo se nek baat, and say to all people good things. If with regard to this also, a small phrase, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى, say good things to people. Ulama have given a beautiful explanation and very detailed also. Briefly, one aspect of this is that a person is responsible, and generally people see to all the needs of their family people. Practical, physical needs, they spend money on their family for the groceries, clothing, rental, water, lights, for many other things a person spends. And he feels happy also to spend on his family. But for other people, also a person should try and spend. But it isn't possible that a person can spend on all people. On his family people, according to his capacity, he spends. But of all the people, and person who is righteous, will go, his heart will go out for all the people in the world. But it isn't possible for him to see to the needs of all the people of the world. His own household, immediate family people, he goes out of his way to see to their needs. But other people he can't. So Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ, you can't be good physically to all the people, but you can speak good to all of them. You get a beggar who comes and you can't give him, or whatever reason you don't want to give him, but don't rebuke him. Speak to him nicely. Tell him, sorry, I can't. Or whatever else, but tell him in a nice way. People who are begging at the traffic lights, then don't insult them, don't humiliate them. Any person, whoever it is, but say good words to people. You see a healthy person coming in a nice way, tell him, go and work, earn your money, but don't rebuke him, don't be harsh and be rude to the person, to all people. And yeah, Allah said, linnas, people, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, whether they are disbelievers, whoever they are, if you can't help them, you can't be in a, you're not in a position to physically, monetarily help them, but at least you can tell them good. You can make dua for them. That is at least one thing you can do, and every person you can do. A beautiful instance is narrated for us to take a great lesson from here, that there was a person married with his wife, very wealthy, very rich. And as a person likes sometimes to have some special time with his wife, so he told his wife to prepare some special meals and that they were going to have it. And also that was another lesson, they were having it at home, not going out to a restaurant or anything, but just at home. The meal she prepared, she dolled herself up, everything for a special occasion with the husband. And just then, as they were about to eat, there was a knock on the door and a beggar called out, give something in the name of Allah. May Allah give you barakat. May Allah have mercy on you. As normally the beggars, they ask in that way. This person became very angry. He went to the door and he gave that person one slap. He said, just when we want to enjoy ourselves, the food is just ready, at that time you people come and spoil everything begging and come here and begging. He was a beggar, so he went away, he accepted it, he didn't do anything, he didn't make a case against the person, he didn't report him, but Allah is watching all the time. Anyway, they had the meal and they carried on. But as days passed, he saw things are going down in his life. Many shops he had, one shop of the other started closing down. Everything went down. His finances went to that condition that he couldn't support and maintain his wife also. And he told her, now I have no choice but to divorce you. I can't look after you. I've got absolutely nothing. And so he lost his wife also. After some time, the wife remarried again somebody else. That husband also told her on one occasion, let's have a nice time together as husband and wife, prepare some special meals, doll yourself up, etc. Again, they were just about to start eating and there was a knock on the door again. And a beggar again was saying, please give something in the name of Allah, may Allah reward you. So he told his wife, take all this food and go and give it to the beggar. When she opened the door, she fell down unconscious, and the husband came, wondered what was happening, and when she gained consciousness, he asked her. She said that, don't worry, it was nothing. He said, no, what happened? Was he rude to you? Was he abusive to you? Why? What happened? So she said, no, when I saw him, I remembered I was first married to him. And he asked me, as you asked me tonight to have a special night, to have meals and enjoy ourselves, he also asked me. A beggar came to the door and he went and he slept that beggar. And after that his condition became very bad and he lost everything in life. He even divorced me. I married you and today a similar thing happened. And when I went to the door, I saw it was that first husband of mine. That today he became the beggar and he now was begging. So then that husband said, and I was that beggar who came on that day to beg from you from here. I was that beggar. So how Allah changed the tables in the lifetime of the people. So always qulu linnasi husna. Don't be rude to people. Don't be abusive to people. Whoever it is, especially we take advantage of the wife many times and we just shout and swear at her, blame her, accuse her for many, many things. For with the children, we teach them wrong lessons. We think we are bossy and we can tell them as we want to. But we are teaching them a wrong lifestyle. They're going to treat their wives also like that. Or they're going to suffer from some inferiority complex. This is a very important instruction. Speak good to people. The tongue is very small. It weighs very little bit and it is very small in size. But its effects are very great. The very same tongue and just a few words from it can take a person to the heights of Jannah, and this very same tongue can take a person to the depths of Jahannam, and he keeps on going down in Jahannam just because of his tongue. So the use of the tongue is a very important thing. This is a small phrase in the ayat, but it is very, very big. May Allah give us all understanding, tawfiq, and to learn to control the tongue is also one special effort a person has to make. Otherwise, a person's tongue, we just speak out about any person, anything, and directly we abuse people, we insult people. An employee, just because we are paying him money, he doesn't belong to us, or that the worker in the house doesn't belong to us. Everyone makes mistakes, but sometimes when anyone makes a mistake, how we come down and pour upon them, and what we say, if Allah have to take us to task, what will be our condition? So this is a very important aspect, and there are other important aspects also with regard to this, which Allah Ta'ala explained and the ulama have explained to us. So Allah give us tawfiq to learn how to control our tongue, how to use our tongue correctly everywhere. Don't take the wife and the family for granted. Don't take the workers because we are paying them, we take them for granted. Or a beggar, a person who is a street person, don't don't take him also for granted. With everyone, Allah said, linnas, with everyone, learn to speak properly and speak kindly and speak in a good way. And this is a great part of good character. A person's character, akhlaq, is a very important thing in a person's life. If we lose akhlaq, we have lost a very great deal in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.